Here of Mr. Buriyami. They seem a tough rage. Zion in the middle of the Seder Havidui, the Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur. Anyone have a Yom Kippur Maser here in the base?
Yeah.
You go run quickly. You just get it. I will stall. Okay. So we'll be learning about as we said the Vidui. Now its emphasis here is Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur, but a lot of the halachas and Vidui in general are going to be learned here. Again, we're talking about Vidui. Vidui is a specific way to do Vidui. This tshuva, as we know, you have to do tshuva, and tshuva always you have to know what you're doing tshuva for. But now we're going to be talking about, what about Vidui? Do you have to actually spell it out, the chet? So he says, ain't sarach lefareit beis, ain't sarach lefareit hachet. You don't have to go ahead and specify, okay, when you're verbalizing the chet. Im ratza lefareit, but if you want to, harishus biyado, then you can. Vimisvade belachash, but if you're doing vidui belachash, like quietly, then it's nachal lefareit hachet. Then it's appropriate to go ahead and say, I spoke lashon hara this time, that time, and I did this, I did that, and to specify it. Look at the Ramah. Aval kishe mispalel b'kol ram, when he goes ahead and he davens out loud, o shliach tzibur, or a shliach tzibur, kishe chozer atzvila, when he's going ahead and doing chazaras hashas, and he's actually saying the vidui out loud, ein lefareit hachet. Then you should not go ahead and specify exactly what you did. Ah, umasha omrim al chet shechatanu lefanecha, right, b'rechilus, or b'oines, v'ratzan, or b'kibud, hayrim, umayrim, b'machal v'mishneh, that seems to be being mefari, it seems to be spelling it out. So he's saying, that's not considered it, because ho'il v'akol omrim b'shaveh, eino elek nizak v'mishneh, since everyone's saying the same thing, that's not considered like you spelling it out, right? Machal Mishnah. We all mess up Machal Mishnah. Everyone's saying Machal Mishnah is like tefillah. It's not like saying it explicitly. Now, if you listen and read along carefully, it seems to be a steer between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein tzarech lefareit hachet, im ratza lefareit, arishus b'yadah, you're allowed to. And then it says, if it's part of a lachash, if you're doing a lachash, nachon, it's appropriate to go in and be fareit. So it's mashma of the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to be a fareit, you're allowed to be kol ram. Right? Because he's saying, if it's part of a lachash, nachon lefareit. And then before he says, Imratza lefareit, arishus b'yado. That's talking about the Kol Ram out loud. So then what is the Ramah then going and saying? That not arishus b'yado, it's aser. So Mr. Brewer is going to spell this all out. Let's see. Sifkat and hey. Ein tzarech lefareit. Ela kishiyomer stam, chatasi yatza yidei mitzvah vidui. So when you just say chatasi, that's enough, okay, in terms of your mitzvah of vidui. Again, we're not talking about your tshuva. Your tshuva belev, obviously, you know, you have to do tshuva on the things that you've done wrong, and you have to know what you did wrong. It's do tshuva on that which you did wrong, right? If you think all you've done this year is, you know, nice, vicious things. You played basketball, nice power of things, and you didn't do any averis, you didn't do any cursing on the court, you didn't do anything like that. You know, you didn't do anything wrong, no benelo chaveros, and then you just say, you know, I'm doing tshuva, like, obviously there's no tshuva, if you just say the word chatasi doesn't mean anything if you think you didn't do any sins. Okay, you have to know what you're saying, but in terms of the actual vidui, there's no need to be mefaret and specify. Sifkat and vav, harishus biyado, so it sounds like you're allowed to even when it's b'kol ram. So he says, he named the chasav acharkach v'mizvad v'lachash. The fact that he says afterwards in the Shulchan Aruch that if he goes ahead and he does vidui quietly, mashma, that what does that imply? The resha, this first part of the statement, I read v'mizvad v'kol ram. Sounds like he's doing vidui out loud. But after Ramah chasav b'hagah, and even though the Ramah right writes in his agah the b'kol ram ein lefareit hachet, when it's out loud, you should not specify the chet, and that's mashma de isura nami ika. That's mashma that it's also to go ahead when it's b'kol ram, to specify out loud the sin. So he says, no, it's a chiluk. It says, when the Ramah says it's a chet, it's talking about a chet that people don't know that you do all the time. Therefore, it's not kavod ha-makom that you are revealing to people that you were chote before Hashem. Aval b'chet ha-mefursam l'rabim. Let's say you're known as the court cursor. You curse your brains out every single game, right? So then when you go ahead, that's not an isser to be mefarate. You don't have to be mefarate, but there's no isser to be mefarate because everyone knows you curse your brains out in the dorm, on the court. So then it would not be us to be mefarate, okay? But you don't have to be, right? Aval chet ha-mefursam l'rabim, reshus b'yado, everyone knows it's chet. Then it's okay, lefarto b'rabim, to go ahead and spell it out, b'rabim, afil b'kol ram, even out loud. Okay, what? What do you say? Yeah, they're great. And the Shulchan Aruch is talking where people don't know where people know that this guy has done these sins. It's before some of the Rabbin. So then it's Rishus Biyada. And the Rambam is talking about where people don't know, so he's being Megala. He's revealing to people that he's sinned. And therefore that you should not do out loud B'kol Ram B'Rabbin. However, Sifkan Zion, B'lachash Nachal Lefarit. But when it comes to quietly, then you can spell it out, and there's no difference. When you're doing it quietly in your own private tefillah, then there's no difference between whether people know about it or don't know about it. Because there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you've done, so it doesn't make a difference. Okay, sif katan ches hachet. So you go ahead and it's nachon to go ahead and specify the chet when you're doing it in your own private tefillah. It's more embarrassing to you if you don't just think about the chet, but you actually spell out, right? What you've done is more busha, is more charata, kasi mikri kisui chata, and it's still considered, okay, keeping your chet private, kevan she'enu nishma l'bnei adam, right? You're still considered, there's no issue of kvod shemayim, and you're keeping your avera under wraps because people do not hear it, you're doing it belachash. Sifka and tes ein lefare chet, when the Shiach Tzibor is doing Chazar Shas, he should not go ahead and spell out the chet. Midastam mashma dafilu ba'avon shabiran l'chavero, kam kein aser, even in avera b'ran l'chavero, it's also aser to go ahead, b'kol ram, to be mefare the chet, okay, if it's not a chet that is already, as we saw in the previous Shabura, noida l'rabim. Doesn't mean you don't have to be mefare the chet when you're asking him mechila. Obviously, when you're asking him mechila, we saw previously, you have to go to him and, you know, tell him what you're asking him mechila for, even though it might be tough, except if it's issues of doing it for other people, maybe issues of busha, things like that. But that we discussed already. Let's move back to Gimel. Tzarech l'svadois me'uman. You have to go ahead and do vidui standing. Afilu kisham alei m'shliach tzibur. And even when you're in Chazar Shas and you're listening to the shliach tzibur, who is vadekvar, and you're ready to do vidui in the silence from Esrei, tzarech lamo, you have to be standing. Okay, people don't know this. They think you could sit during Chazar Shas. Okay, so certain parts you could sit, but you can't sit during the vidui. In the vidui, you have to stand. Hagah, the yachzav is vadei m'shliach tzibur. And a person should actually not just listen to the Shliach Tzibur, he should actually repeat the vidui, right, with the Shliach Tzibur. He shouldn't just be listening to the Shliach Tzibur. And the truth of the matter is, usually when the Shliach Tzibur is doing it, he's not saying the whole thing out loud anyway. Okay? So he just does like the beginning and the end. The Ikar Avidui Hu Aval Anachnu Chatanu. And the Ikar Vidui is when you say Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Yud Me'umad. It's more humbling when you're standing, and it's a vidui with the Lev Sholem, with the whole heart. And you should bow down like when you're doing your alchet, like you're in modim. You shouldn't hold on to something. Meaning you should not be holding on to something in a way that if you took it away, you'd fall. And if you did, if you were leaning on something that was actually supporting you, you would have fallen otherwise. It's actually Sarach Ian, whether you have to go do vidui again. So where in the Shmona Esrei of Yom Kippur do you have to, during Chazar HaShas, still be standing? It has to be until Ad La'achar Al Chataim Shano Chayav Aleim Arba Misa'is Beidin. Right? Okay. Sif Katan Yud Aleph V'hu His Vade Kvar Sarach La'amod. From his lashon, it sounds like his opinion is the kevin shes vada kvar. Since he already did vidui in his shalosh by esrei ba'atzmo, ain't tzarech pam shein lazor lesvadus. You don't have to go ahead and do another vidui during chazar shas. El l'shmo b'shliach tzibur k'shar chazar shas. Sounds like you can just listen to the shliach tzibur like the rest of chazar shas. However, the Ramah b'shem Aran, he's clearly polik al zeh. He's cholik on this because what did he say? The srilei the tzarech lazor lesvadus. He says you have to go ahead. Right, this is our minhag. You have to go ahead and do vidui again during Chazar HaShas. V'chein pasak b'itur u'me'iri, v'chein ha-minhag b'zoneinu, and that's our minhag as well. We go ahead and we do the alchet again during Chazar HaShas. Okay? Then he goes on. B'alchet, tzarech leimar b'seser u'v'galui, b'shkaga u'v'zadim. Does that sound right? Who remembers? B'galui u'v'saser, b'zadim u'v'shkaga. But he's saying you should do it the other way. First you spell out the kal, then the chamer. However, whatever your nusach is in your seder, whether it's seser uva galui, galui uva seser, that is what you should do. Now, the question is, if you happen to have a seder, that's different than the whole minhag of, when he's saying the seder, it means the sidurim that your whole keila is using. So chayyur, you should be doing what the keila is doing. That is the ain kedai lahotzi atzmo min haklal b'shvil zeh. A person, even though in principle, it makes more sense to say b'sei seru v'gali b'shkago v'zadon as opposed to vice versa, that's not something worthy of you changing and being different than the rest of the klal. V'chol echad lo yishanev minag b'dino seno, and no one should leave and go away from the minag of his town, of his city, of his country, whatever he is. Ein ladaber b'shas havidui b'afilu b'amiras alchei. Person should not talk during vidui, even during the alchei. Achein, lanos kaddish u'kedusha. However, if you're in the middle of alchei, and you hear kaddish and kedusha, yesh lefsok afilu b'emtza ashamnu. You should go ahead and I said this could definitely happen. Right, you're in the middle of your alchei after davening, and you hear something to answer amen for kaddish or kedusha. Okay. Now he's not saying amen. He's to answer dafka the amens of kaddish and kedusha. Yesh lefsok afilu b'emtza ashamnu, and he says b'shas amiras havidui. Right, when the guy's doing vidui, when he specifies the chait, he should go ahead and brag with his fist on his chest, or on a lev, or his heart. Klomar, ata, you, the heart, garamta li she'echta. You went ahead and enticed me and got me to sin. You went acharei levavcha. Acharei levavcha. Also acharei enecha. But okay, enechem. Maybe punch your eyes out. Okay. Sif katan yud beis aval nachlu chatanu. That is what we saw as the ikur havidui. Who adin shetzarach lomar gamkein avinu pashanu, right? Hashanu v'gadnu, etc. Avinu pashanu. Ella shenagu lomar gam sharei dvarim. We say other things as well. Keep going. Manoi ma'alav fanecha yatayodei roizei olam. V'alcheit, all those things are said, even though the ikur is the hashanu v'gadnu, right? Hashanu v'gadnu. We say aval nachlu. Aviseinu chatanu, okay. Here he has aval nachnu chatanu. But we say, I think our nusach is aval nachnu, aviseinu chatanu. Let's move weiter. Siv dalit. Avonash is vada lam yom kippurim she'avar veloshina lam. A person who went ahead and what and did vidui, okay, on Yom Kippur, the previous Yom Kippur, and he did not go ahead and repeat them. Afilu hachi yochel lachzor l'vada lam. Still, it's appropriate to do vidui again on those averis, even if you went ahead and you did vidui and tshuva the year before. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Afilu Hachi Yochel, says, Af Bein Adam L'Chavera, even when we're talking about Bein Adam L'Chavera, Ganav V'Gazal V'Gedom, and we steal, rob, Af Apisha Mechalo V'Yeshiva Zegzela, even though the person was Meichel you, and you returned Zegzela, Mikol Makom is Vadeb Yom Kir Lom. You should always be, do vidui, right? Wow, a lot of things you got to remember. Okay, always be, do vidui on Yom Kippur forever. So Mikol Makom Bein Adam Makom Chata, because at the end of the day, you will choyte ben alam makom. Aval imiknit chaveru bidvarim awan imam afer becharara. These averos we pointed out might only be past, might only be ben alam chaveru where you're going and you're starting up with someone and it's dvarim like that. Oh, ani am afer becharara. And ani who goes ahead and he's like, you know, taking things from the junk and things like that. So yeshlomar ki hay gavna. So those that say that type of avera came and should be gich bechila mechavero, since you requested bechila from your friend. If it's a purely a bein lechavero thing, this vada b'yom kippur rishon, he did vidui on that first Yom Kippur. After that, after he did the tshuva bein lechavero, ain't sarach lezvados b'yom kippur shenis. You have to do vidui on the next Yom Kippur. This is the prima gadim. There are other posts in the cholik, and they hold that every bein adam lechavero is actually a bein adam lemakom, and therefore would it be appropriate to go ahead and every year do the vidui again. Long davening. Sif. Hey. B'tfilas mincha erev Yom Kippurim. Eino choisem b'vidui shachareha. So what is he referring to? He's saying, mincha erev Yom Kippur, after the vidui, you don't go ahead and have a chasima. Baruch atah Hashem. Okay, now the truth is, as he's going to point out in the Mishnah Berurah, this is true even in all the viduis we do. We don't have a chasima. We don't say a bracha, baruch atah Hashem. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Did I not do Yudalad? Sifkan Yudalad. Lachzor, yeah. I skipped Yudalad. Lachzor of Lesvadis. V'gemara kama hareze meshubach. Gemara said it's meshubach to go ahead and do vidui a second time. Shushanema v'chatasi nagi tami. I did that right? Okay, anyway. Tezvav. Look at the Shubur Tezvav. Betilas mincha erev Yom Kippur. Lafuke midas Rashi. All he's coming to do is go and spell out that we don't hold like Rashi. What does Rashi hold? The spirit like the kol shav vidui. Samach letzvila yochol leder. Whenever you have vidui, next to your tefillah, you could actually be chaysim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaSalchan. Hu Adin B'chol Tfilas Yom Kippur. And therefore, this is true not only at Mincha, Erev Yom Kippur, but all Yom Kippur, Eino Chosem, B'vidu Shacharei, there's no chasima of Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaSalchan, B'nakat Tfilas Mincha, Mishum D'Bezeh HaSimon Airi B'Tfilas Mincha. The reason why it says Tfilas Mincha is because this Simon is talking about Mincha. B'Eino Chinami, we are not chasim at all in our silent Shmoneh Esrei, any chasima. Now, obviously, in the Shliach Tzibur's Al-Chayt, that's part of the middle bracha, which ends off with, you know, the bracha of Yom Kippur, the bracha of Kedushas of Yom Kippur, has within it Slicha u'machila. Let's move weiter. Sif katan tes zayin, eino choyseim bevidu shachareha, v'achar elokai ad shalo natsarti, and after elokai ad shalo natsarti, right, which is what you say at the end of the vidui, right? Which is like a vidui. Then Yomar al Kainatul Shoni, he said Kainatul Shoni. Also, the Omrim Tamid Yilratzon Yad Achareyat Tfila, Kodam Tachnunim. Also, those people who say Yilratzon right away after the Tfila, before the Tachnunim, before you say Al Kainatul, you say Yilratzon. So, who had Din Kan, right? As you see in most of the Sidurim, you have Yilratzon. Then you go to the Al Chaitz. So, who had Din Kan, Yom Yilratzon, Kodam Shemaskil, Lomar, El Kain, El Kayav, Say, Tova. Just finish up the Ramah here. The Ein Shliach Tzibur Machzir Avidui B'Mincha. The Shliach Tzibur does not repeat the Vidui in Mincha. Rather, he says the Shmoneh Esrei like the rest of the year. The Ein Omrim Avinu Malkenu, and we don't say Avinu Malkenu on Erev Yom Kippur. B'Kol Shekein Tachnun. Right at the Mincha of Erev Yom Kippur, do not say Avinu Malkenu. If you're sure, you don't say Tachnun. We discussed earlier about Avinu Malkenu. A shachris, but as we saw, even though there are opinions there, by shachris, hakol modim, everyone agrees, by mincha, we do not go ahead and say, avinu malkeinu, regardless, even if it falls out before Shabbos, if you remember, when it comes to mincha time, we don't go ahead and say it. Let's just do one, we have another 4 minutes here. Let's just continue with the beginning of Vav. Kol hakol lokim malkus arbayim achar tfilas hamincha. Whoo! All right. Get ready. The whole kal goes ahead and is lokim malkus arbayim after mincha. Shemitoch kach yitena libo lashuv me'aveiro shaviyado. Because this will trigger one's heart to tshuva for all the aveiros that he has. And the Ramah says, hagov v'nagu shanilka emer viduyim b'shash shanilka. And the minhag is, if you're getting the malkus, you do vidui. You do that? You do vidui when you're getting it? Or you just say, thank you, sir, can I have another? Malke Oimer Vuhu Rachu Michaper Avon. And the one who's giving the Malkus says the Sukim of Vuhu Rachu Michaper Avon, etc. Shalosh Pamim, Shehem Lamed Tes Tevois, the 39 words, Kineged Lamed Tes Makais, Benagu Lahakos Birit Sura Kolduhu, and the minhag is to do it with a minimal, small ritzua. Deino, as you said very nicely, eino rag zikaron on the malchus. You don't go ahead and get a real beating. The ikach ritzua shall egel. You take a ritzua of an egel. Al derash shenemar yada shor kneu vanilka lo yamod lo yeshev. And the one who is getting the malchus should not be standing or sitting. Rak mate, he should be leaned over. Panav letzafon va'achar of adoram, his face facing north and his back towards south. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Brurah on this. Sifkat Yud Zayin Arbayim Lav Dafka Ela Shloish Betesha. Really, 39. Sifkat Yud Ches Shemitoch Kach. Because if he does this, he's going to focus on doing tshuva. The Behemes Ein Malkus Moil. Because really, Malkus is not going to help. Zmanazeh Dein Lo Smuchim. There's no smicha. Vegam Ein Chiyav Malkus. Yina Chayav Malkus. The Lek Asra. Because no Asra. Ela Deisim Kain Shemitoch Chayirav. It's in order to trigger tshuva. Sifkat Yud Tes Viduyim Shlosh Pamim Hashamti Uvagati. You do viduyim 3 times when you're getting it. Sifkat Chav Kolduhu, it should be a minimal ritzua, not heavy duty. Af al pishadina berochav tefach, even though, okay, midin is supposed to be, as you know from Malkus, the size of a tefach. Vuhu adin deloke rak makis kalim, they only do light Malkus. Sifkatan chav aleph, panav le safon. When he's getting the Malkus, he's facing north. Yesh om shu adin ipcha. Others say the other way around. Panav Adarum, he's facing south. The Yacharav in his back is Letzafon. The main thing is, it shouldn't be that his back is to the east or to the west. Because these are the areas where the Shechina is. Taz says, no, it should specifically be to the north. The Iker sins of a person is for Mammon. Therefore, you go ahead and you humble yourself towards that direction to show that the chet comes from your chemdas mamon, your redifas mamon. Yom Kippurim is only mechaper on people who do tshuva that are mamin in the kapara, that believe in getting kapara. Aval hamivaybo mechashe believo ma moil yom kippurzeh ain't a mechaper lo. Someone who goes ahead and kicks it and he knocks it and thinks, what does Yom Kippur do for me? Guess what? Doesn't work. At that. Okay, tomorrow, as you know, 9 o'clock, sharpie sharp.